When the stock market started falling, many people rushed to bonds. Now, interest rates are creeping up a little, and bonds are trickier. Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post, and joins us each Tuesday. Michelle, most people think bonds are pretty safe. Are they as safe as we think?
No, they're not. You can definitely lose money in bonds. That's
not the answer that I wanted to hear.
I mean, if you buy a treasury bond, you're not going to lose money and hold on it for 30 years. But if you have to sell those bonds in a rising interest rate environment, if you've bought bonds at a lower interest rate, you could lose money if you have to sell that bond. So that's why it's so key to really understand what you're doing if you invest in bonds.
What mistakes do people make in investing in bonds?
The biggest mistakes people make is not understanding bonds' relationship to interest rates. Bonds travel opposite of interest rates. For example, right now we're in a rising interest rate environment. So if you bought a bond at, say, 4%, and the interest rates are going up to 6 or 7%, and you have to sell that 4% bond, you're going to lose money. And why, you might ask? Because, say, in a year, if interest rates are at 8%, but you've got a bond at 5% and you have to sell it, who's going to want to buy your 5% bond when they can buy a bond for 8%?
So the current rising interest rate environment, that's going to affect bonds.
That's right, absolutely. So, for example, I'm not saying you shouldn't buy bonds, but you may not want to buy, for example, long-term bonds. You might not want to lock your money into, say, a 20-year bond at today's rates, because the rates might go up.
Well, okay, that's long-term bonds, but I also hear about junk bonds. What are they good for? They're shorter-term bonds? Who should be buying junk bonds?
Well, junk bonds are very risky. So individual small investors, junk bonds are probably not appropriate for you, but you need to talk to someone about it. But junk bonds are basically bonds issued by, say, for example, corporations that are a little risky. You're not sure you're going to get your money back. That's why they're paying a higher return. Junk bonds usually have a higher return because there's more risk.
There's this thing that we talked about a few weeks ago, I-bonds. These are indexed bonds. Are they safe?
Yes, they're safe because they're backed by the federal government.
So if people want to try to get into bonds because they want some return and a lot of safety or some good amount of safety, what should they do?
Well, you know, again, you've got to educate yourself. There is a wonderful site, and you can go to NPR and get some information about it, called investinginbonds.com. It's a site by the Bond Market Association. They've got lots of really good basic information on how to invest in a bond. And most experts say you ought to have a percentage of your portfolio in bonds. So you should have some bonds, some stocks, and cash. So certainly this is something you want to think about, but you ought to know what you're doing before you invest in them.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She joins us each Tuesday. Thank you, Michelle.
You're so welcome.
And for links to Michelle's columns with more tips on bond basics, visit our website, npr.org. Also, if you have questions about personal finance, drop us an email and Michelle will try to get you an answer. The address is daytoday@npr.org. And please put question for Michelle in the subject line. That's daytoday@npr.org.